Hi, George. It's James from MMA Legal. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. So, George, as I mentioned to you before, you requested a call from ourselves in regards to your Scottish redress application for the compensation. Now, if you was in care before 2004, witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse, you'll qualify for a compensation payment. The average compensation is around about £45,000 at this moment in time, okay?
Uh-huh.
All I need to do is just put your case file together. It takes about 5 minutes. And
yeah.
Then what happened, you was a phone call from the legal team within 7 days. And they'll let you know exactly how much they are going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant stuff. So, George, I've got your surname as Spears, Speirs. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And just confirm your date of birth for me, please, George.
4th of September 1978.
The 4th of September 1978?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. No problem. I've got an email address on the register as, is it Jordy Spears? 71@gmail.com,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. You have access to that email, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. I've got contact number. The best one is the one I'm ringing you on now, ends in 097. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. So there's going to be a few questions I need to ask you. If they don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll move on, okay?
Yeah.
Can you just confirm your home postcode for me, please, George?
It's Echo Hotel 35.
Yep.
Five Hotel Juliet.
Brilliant. And we've got down, is it Tainmount Road? Is that right?
Tainmount yeah.
Road?
Yeah, number 10.
Yep. Number 10. That's perfectly fine. Okay. Let me just pop this in. I won't be a moment there. Okay.
It should come up. Purvis Court.
Yeah, it has Purvis Court. That's
all right. Yeah. No worries.
Give me a second. Just going to make sure that it is the correct one we've got. Okay, if you do go quiet from the phone call, I'm just updating your case file. All right, George.
Yeah, yeah. That's no
problem. I need to ask you this question. Do you have a terminal illness?
I don't know, not.
Okay, that's fine. We need to put, because the compensation is a substantial amount, so the average at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, we need to put on your report a nominated beneficiary or next of kin. So that means if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your payout and we couldn't pay you due to unforeseen circumstances, who would you like it to go to?
My sister.
Your sister? What's your sister's name?
It's Rachel Cherry.
How you spelling the surname?
C-H-E-R-R-I-E.
C-H-E-R-R-I-E.
Yeah.
That's fine. Have you got contact number at all for Rachel?
Oh, I'd need to go into my phone for it. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. She'll only be ever contacted if anything was happening to yourself. She will not be contacted under any other circumstances, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Neither are you. It's 07713.
07713.
732.
732.
474.
474. Brilliant. I'm just going to save that now. Bear me a second. Okay, so next question. We need to go into the care settings facilities now. When you was in the childcare services, how old were you?
I was three until six.
Three until you were six?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the, so you would have gone in 1981, is that right?
Yeah.
1981 until you were six, so that'll be 1985, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. I'm just going to save that on there. And what was the name of the place that you was at?
That was foster care I was in.
Oh, was it foster care, was it? Let me do
yeah.
The place on there, foster care. Okay. Of the carers? Okay.
You knew your address.
Do you remember the name of the foster carers at all?
Thompson, Ian and Jeanette Thompson.
Mr. Ian Thompson, bear with me a moment. Ian Thompson and Jeanette Thompson.
Yeah.
Bear with me a moment. Okay, so I'm just going to save that to your report for you now. It won't be a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I do need to ask you this question. In regards to the foster care side of things, I do need to go into the statement side. So we try not to relive the past as much as we can because it can be a little bit of a delicate subject for a lot of people. Okay. Have you ever had a name change at all?
No.
It's always been George Bishop.
It's always been George. Change.
Okay, that's fine. Now, what I do need to ask you, in regards to we've been with the carers, was there any physical, was there any mental, or was there any sexual abuse within the household or to yourself?
It was mental and physical, so they'd make me sleep out in the, like, I was just young and being bad, but they would make me sleep outside and stuff.
Give me a second, but let me just take note of this, okay? Won't be a moment. Just need to get that saved, it won't be a second.
Yeah.
Sorry, it won't be a second. It's just not saved for some reason. It won't be a moment. Did you say it was Jeanette Thompson?
Yes.
Let me just get that saved there. For some reason, that didn't save. There we go. That's now been saved. Okay. So, there we go. So, foster carers, while you was there, you said they would make you sleep outside?
Yeah. If I was being bad in the house or whatever. But Dunham was only a kid, eh? So.
Okay. Okay. That will go under mental and physical abuse, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to place that down in your statement for you. So what happened? I'll take a few notes and then the legal team, they'll elaborate on that and create a wider statement for you. So when they contact you, they'll read a statement to yourself. If you're happy with the statement, you can say yes and proceed. If you're not, you can add stuff and take away stuff from the statement, okay? Did they ever physically attack you in any way? Was you ever, like, restrained or was you ever slapped or anything like that?
I'm not really sure. As I say, this is years ago. Like, 3-year-old. Oh, and I was ripping books and stuff up and throwing them out the window, and then, like, I'd get pulled outside at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and made to sleep outside and, well, for a while, and then took back in and stuff like that.
Okay. Give me a second. So that definitely goes under physical abuse. I need to place that down. Okay, give me a moment. Okay. Would you say, within your adulthood, would you say it's had an effect on you in regards to having trust issues, anxiety, mental health, or anything like that?
I would. Well, yep. Since I was in trouble for years after, well, when I went back to my mum, I was constantly in trouble with the police and stuff like that.
Okay, put that down for you. Okay. Was there any other children in the household at all?
My big sister was with me.
Okay, did you ever recall any witness being, like, was she abused at all? Like, was she physically or mental abuse?
I don't know. We didn't really spoke about anything.
I'm just going to place down on your statement notes, okay? They made you sleep outside if it was bad in any way. There was mental and physical abuse. You was pulled outside in a physical way. Obviously, you felt hurt from them with them doing so. In your adulthood, you've been affected with trust issues and mental health. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the solicitors will elaborate on that statement, so they'll make it a lot wider for you, and they'll read that back to you, okay? So I'm going to get that saved now. What I need to do, just while you're on the phone, George, because I'm your case handler, if you do have any questions or you have any wish for any updates, you can always contact me back on this number, okay? Now, I need to get an authorization email sent out to you just while you're on the phone now. Just need to click sign document to state that you're happy with one of the legal team to contact you to let you know how much they're going to go in for and how long it's going to take, okay? So if you just go onto your emails, and you should receive an email and a text message that's gone through on our end. Can you just check if you've received that?
I've got the email, Andrew.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you just click on that form, it should be a link on there. It'll just be a click sign document. So once you click on that, if you scroll down, there should be a sign box. It requires an electronic signature from you, which is basically just a squiggle. And then there's a button that says execute all documents. If you can just click on that, it should say complete.
Processing. Now that's signed complete.
That said, it's been done. Yeah, no problem at all. That's fine. I'll just check that R in for you, George. Bear with me a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I need to make you aware as well. We'll need one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address to pass your case over to the legal team so they can confirm that you are who you are. They can accept a driver's license, passport, bus pass, citizen card. Do you have any of them to hand?
I've got a passport and driver's license.
Right, so you can just use that as your proof of ID, and it's got your address and your driving license, you can use that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, normally, our administration team will send you a message via WhatsApp. Are you on WhatsApp at all?
It's a different number on WhatsApp.
Right, okay. Do you know what the number is on WhatsApp to still get into your file?
Give me 2 seconds, and I'll put that through to you.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
There is it. Where did I find this?
Normally on WhatsApp, if you go through to onto your settings, it should bring up your number on there, onto your profile.
Put it there, like, but I can't assume you get the number on it. I can't assume you find it.
Tell you what, I'll try and help you out.
I've got that.
Have you got it? Yeah, go on, fire away.
Right, 07863.
Yep.
168.
Yep.
656.
656. Brilliant stuff. Yeah, I can see that's on the WhatsApp there, so bear with me a moment. Should I place you on hold, George, for 30 seconds while I get your message over? If you wish to take a picture of your driving licence and passport, when I come back to you, you can just fire that over and I'll attach it to your case file. All right, bear with me a moment.
Right.
Thank you. Hi, George, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So you should have received now a message on WhatsApp. It will have the link to our website, and also there'll be a message on there for you to attach a photo of your driving license and also a photo of your passport, okay?
Yeah. Driving license.
Yeah, take time. It's okay, take your time, George, it's fine.
Man, the house is sometimes my signal's not the best. You've got
it's alright. I can see that's on there, so yeah, George, I can see that there. I'm gonna attach that to your case file now. That's your driving license. And then your passport, that's perfectly fine. I'm gonna attach that to your case file now as well. Okay. So, George, that's pretty much everything from ourselves, okay? Like I said to you, the average compensation is around about £45,000. So when the legal team do contact you, remember, they'll elaborate on the statement. They'll read the statement back to you. You can confirm if you're happy with it or you'd like to add anything to that, okay? I do need to make you aware as well, there are 3 ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for yourself, okay? I'm going to put onto your report as well. We need to put family tree for records. Do you recall your mum and dad's name at all?
Yeah, my mum's Anne Cherry. Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-I-E.
Okay, let me just place that as a parent. Give me a moment. And your father's name?
It's the same as mine, George Spears.
Okay, same as yourself, okay?
Yeah.
There won't be a second George. Okay, that's perfectly fine. So, yeah, all you now need to do, I will be staying in contact with yourself because I'm your case handler, okay? So you will probably hear from me again. Charles, to keep you up to date with how things are moving, okay? Like I said, with the compensation, unfortunately, it's never going to heal any scars from the past, but it is there to provide you with a bright future, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant, George. You got any questions?
No, that was brilliant. Thanks for your help, Connor.
Great stuff. Absolutely no problem at all. We will stay in contact with you, George, okay?
Right. Thank you, buddy.
Cheers. Take care, bud.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.